From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. Mid-Hudson News reports that the Friends of the Public Square Hudson are getting a $125,000 grant to renovate the Hudson Park. The public square in Hudson is where most parades began and protests happened in the Columbia County town and also hosts a farmer's market in the warm months. The grant will be used for benches, picnic tables, drinking fountains, and support for the park's Veterans Memorial. Local Assembly Member Dee Dee Barrett helped get the grant and said, and I quote, "Preserving and rejuvenating open space like this, particularly in a dense city like Hudson, is a win-win for our community," end quote. The Friends of the Public Square Hudson is a nonprofit organization formed by a group of residents to rejuvenate the park along Warren Street and 7th Street. Read more about this story at Mid-Hudson News. Tiffany Greenwald Simon reports at HudsonValley360.com that residents at the Chatham Town Board's February 1st workshop meeting said they were concerned about town board members conducting business through email. Town Board Attorney Tal G. Raplia responded at the board's February 15th meeting explaining the state's open meeting law. He said, and I quote, "We have to do the notices in paper. We have to have it open to the public. But there are also opportunities to communicate in between. Board members can do that, obviously, but we can't do it in a fashion that we're actually having a meeting when we're really not," end quote. No more than two board members can discuss issues on email or text messages together. Raplia said, and I quote, "We can't talk about numbers or possible votes or things of that nature. Even sending a document saying, here, let's work on this and send me your comments, that's going a bit too far, unfortunately, if you involve more than two board members. You can't have this rolling discussion where you're doing more than just exchanging ideas," end quote. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Andrea Mako reports from Porcupine Soup that the New York State Department of Environmental Conservation announced on February 16th that three people were convicted and fined in a 2022 deer poaching case in Earlton in Greene County. DEC officers saw the trio illuminate several fields and shining a spotlight on a white-tailed deer and chasing it with the vehicle. The incident led to a search of one of their homes where DEC officials found 13 deer carcasses, firearms, packaged venisons, and crossbolts. The three were charged with possession of a loaded firearm in a motor vehicle, using a spotlight on lands inhabited by deer within 500 feet of a dwelling without permission, hunting with the aid of a motor vehicle, using a spotlight while in possession of an unsecured firearm, and hunting deer after legal hours. All three were ordered to pay $4,600 in penalties in the town of Coxsackie Court. Read more about this story in Porcupine Soup. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.